How to protect against cattle thieves. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. There was a time when horse thievery and cattle rustling was a hanging offense. Not today, but high beef prices have caused an uptick in cattle theft. Here's Scarlett Madinger of the Kansas Livestock Association with some prevention tips.
First and foremost, brand your cattle. That's going to be the most permanent, surefire way to positively identify those cattle. If they're trying to sell them at a regional auction market, somebody is most likely to recognize that brand, maybe know that, hey, that isn't who dropped them off. Also, ear notching can help. That's another permanent identifier.
Madinger says don't make it easy for thieves to get at your livestock.
Restrict access to your pens, your pastures, other property as much as possible. I know that can be difficult, but anything that causes someone to take an extra step, you know, somebody that's looking to steal cattle, it serves as a deterrent. And so if you can keep those gates locked, chain your loading facilities.
Also says Madinger, keep an eye on traffic near your farm or ranch.
Just be observant. Take note of any suspicious vehicles in the area, especially around your pastures.
Tomorrow, you'll meet a former rancher who became a crime fighter. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.